Okay, Shavua Tov to everyone. So we're doing the second piece on the pasuk Yehi Chvod Hashem La'olam Yismach Hashem B'Ma'asav, which we say in Psukah D'Zimra. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is medayik, the diuk that Chazal really already are medayik. Sameach lo ne'emar ki'im yismach. It doesn't say Sameach, it says Yismach that Hashem will be happy in the future, like we mentioned last week. Because Hashem doesn't really become fully besimcha until the Bria to the creation reaches its destiny, reaches its goal. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says, Yismach Yisrael ba'oisov b'nei tzion yagilu b'malkam, right, that Yisrael will be happy ba'oisov with the one who made him, b'nei tzion yagilu b'malkam, the children of Tzion will rejoice with their king. So the same way we find Hashem being happy in the future, so too the pasuk says that Yisrael will be happy only in the future. Yismach, they will be happy. It explains Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, ke'elu asmachot, because these simchas, shehen mekor hamagamot bavaya kula, which are the source of the goals in the entire existence, einan b'miluyon behoive, they are not in their full state in the present, v'adayin boiserhen, they're still unripe, right? That these simchas, which are not just, you know, local small simchas, but simchas that have to do with the real shleimus habria, right? The real purpose of the creation of the existence. So they're not in their full state; they're still unripe, and they'll only become ripened happiness in the future. So now, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to drop what I consider a bombshell. Kilefi ha-ro'uy, because according to what's appropriate, tzorech u'liyos ha-kol ho'lech v'noitze ba'avayosam k'moy b'ischei lusam. Truthfully, the appropriate way would be that everything should continue becoming created or formed in the existence, k'moy b'ischei lusam, just as they began. So the same way they began, which we'll see in a minute what that means, so too they should be continuing. Their continued existence should be in the same fashion that they were begun. Ukemoshe bereishis hayetzira haisa kula rak mehatoiv zu hatoira. And the same way at the beginning of the formation, everything was initially only from the toiv, from the good, which he says is the Torah. Like Chazal tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created with it the worlds. Right? He used the Torah as the blueprint and as the koach to make the world, to create the world. So the world was initiated with the Torah. Ken gam hamshachata v'kiyuma tzach shiyu al yedei Torah. So too the continuation of the world and the kiyum, the existence of the world, needs to be through the Torah. And also, the same way that from Hashem's angle, everything is dependent on the saying of God, on the word of Hashem. Like we say in the Birchas HaLevana, Asher b'ma'amaro bara shchakim, who with his words, with his statement, he created the heavens. Uveruach piv kol tzvam, and with the breath or the wind of his mouth, all their hosts. So he created the world with speech. Ken kol ha'maisa shenidrish liyos al yedadam tzorch shiyal p'ma'amaroi. So too all the quote-unquote action of man, meaning all the doing of man, really should be through his speech. Shelo yitztorchu la'avodas yadayim, that they would not need to work with their hands. So if you're painting homes, really you should be able to just say, let these walls be painted, and they will be painted without you working with your hands. So, and but specifically, it would be ki imakol ayde imrei haTorah. It would be all through the words of the Torah, all through the sayings of the Torah. Everything in this world should be accomplished, continued existence, and done and actualized through the sayings of Torah. Al yedei amira, through the saying of a person, tikanes hazriya la'aretz v'chadoyma b'zeh. So he gives the example of sowing the land. The land would be planted through the saying of a person, v'lo yitzdarku l'shum avodah b'fayel mamash, and they won't need any actual labor at all. That is the way the world should really be existing. Ve'oz nikra, and then it would be recognizable, shekiyuma shel havaya, that the kiyum of the existence, v'amshachot, and its continuation, tluyim be'emak ha-kodesh shel ha-Torah, are dependent on the holy, you know, depths of the Torah, valley, but the holy depths of the Torah. And then the whole entire world, the whole entire universe, the whole entire existence would be in the aspect of absolute goodness. Ein toiv ela Torah. There's no toiv except Torah. Okay, before we finish the piece, so I want to just say one thing. I right away when I saw this, so first I say it's a bombshell. Because first of all, it's a big chiddush, right? That really, this world, man in this world, we should be existing on a level where we don't have to do anything with our hands. Everything would be dependent on the mouth of a person, specifically through the words of Torah. It's a fascinating concept. Right? That's a fascinating idea. That's number one. Number two, I said to myself, like, you know, that's interesting. The world is moving to that, towards that. Right, as things have become more and more animated, and there's voice recognition, so now people are turning lights on, and they're turning all sorts of things on just by their mouth. So they can sit on the couch and do nothing, and things are happening just based on that's fascinating. It is fascinating. So, like I keep pointing out all the time, right? All these new developments that are going on in the world, you can actually see how they are the external aspect of something deep that we find in the Sfarim. They're saying this is what's going to happen at some point. The world is going there. The Chofetz Chaim in the camera, right? That's right. So this is amazing. Just I think to take note of this, right? That there's actually a big significance to the fact that people are now able to do an enormous amount of activities without actually doing anything, except for saying something. That, I think, is showing us that the world is moving toward that point that Rabbi Akamosh is talking about, which is the point of Yismach Yisrael, and Yismach Hashem B'Masav. So I think that's a fascinating thing. Now, before we continue, but nevertheless, you know, Rabbi Yosef Leib Zussman, if I remember correctly, said that he heard from Rabbi Akamosha that every single thing Rabbi Akamosha writes, he has a source for. So it's a big, important avoda to always try to find a source. And I think over here, the source is not a difficult source to find. Right? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Avudimi, said, "Maikra shenema nefesh amol amla loy ki okaf alav piu." The nefesh toils for him, right? Because he put on he like okaf alav piu. How do you translate that? Rashi says he put words in his mouth all the time. Like a saddle on a donkey. That's the right. So what we want is the that's the beginning of the Gemara, that's not the part we want. We want the next line. Omer Rebelazar. Rebelazar says, Kol Adam La Amal Nivra. This is the Gemara. Kol Adam La Amal Nivra. Every person was created to toil. Created to sweat. You aren't created for vacation. You're created to toil. Shenemar, as it says, ki adam la'amal yulad, mefurish pasuk, an explicit pasuk in Iyov, that man was born to toil. Ein yodea. So the Gemara says, I don't know. Im lama pen nivra, im lama malacha nivra. I don't know. Was man meant? Was he created to toil with his mouth? Or was he created to toil with melacha, which is action, work, right? Which I think would be the hands, symbolized by the hands. Okay? Kshu Omer, when the pasuk says, ki akaf alav piu, right? That he places his mouth, right, continuously. So you understand from that pasuk that man was created for toil of the mouth. But I still don't know. Was man created for toil in words of Torah? Or was he created for toil of conversation? Not to do with Torah. Just dumb conversation. It's very hard to understand the Havamina of the Gemara. This is far I'm talking, try to give different explanations for this. But the Gemara says, Keshu Aymer, when the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Lo Yomer Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, that the Sefer Torah should never leave your mouth. Have a Aymer Lamal Torah Nivra. So now I know that man was created for the Amal of Torah. So I'm pretty sure that this is probably the main source where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is coming from. That's what I posit, because it's pretty, you know, close to the same, you know, same thing. The conversation here in the Gemara is, what is the purpose of man? Like, what was he created to do? What is man supposed to be doing? What's his function in this world? And the Gemara comes out that his function is to speak. And speak what? Speak words of Torah, Lamal Torah. So I think that's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying.
The answer to Lamal Torah is the Avodah. Huh? Not the speaking is what the Avodah is. Lamal Torah was learning, whatever. Not that was, you know, picking the house.
Oh, okay, one second. So if that's the... So what you see from the Gemara is that this is the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria of Adam was in order that he should toil over the words of Torah. Okay, so that.
Why do you use the source of in the Chukotai Teilechu?
What's that?
In the Chukotai Teilechu, so among the Torah.
Right.
Why don't they use that as a source?
Yeah, well, the reason I'm not using that is because over here the Gemara is emphasizing the issue of the mouth, the issue of the speech. Even though technically, yeah, you could say in B'chukos Teilechu is, you know, which Rashi says is Limud Torah, but here there's just a very emphasized focus on the mouth, and that's what the Gemara is. All the psukim that the Gemara is bringing is the peh. Right? So that's why I think that this is probably the main source. But like you were mayor over here, that it's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is taking it one step further, and he's saying that it's not just that should be the focus of your life, but that everything else that is going on in the world will be accomplished through that amal peh. That I don't know, you know, more of an explanation for, except for the, you know, for what he's saying over here, that I don't know if it's a svara, you know, he says lafi haroi. I don't know if it's a svara or he has a, again, Rav Zussman said that he always has had a explicit makar for things that he said, but you know, certainly as a svara it would make sense. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man in order for man to act as God, right? We are supposed to be acting as God. And like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his amira, with his words, so too we should be able to be like God in that sense and continue this world through our words, and specifically the words of Torah, like we see in the Gemara. That is the speech that this world is supposed to revolve around, and thus it would make sense that even the Zriya and all the different things that go on in this world are just going to be like run through the speech Amira of Torah. Now, I want to make one ha'ara. When I saw this piece, I said it to myself, wait, what about the Gemara Ksubis? So the Gemara Ksubis says, Darash bar kapara and daf hey amad aleph, gedolim masa tzadikim yosei masa shemayim v'aretz. Right? The maisa, the actions of tzaddikim, are greater than the actions of the Shemayim V'aretz, of Hashem's creating the heavens and the earth. De'ilu b'maisa Shemayim V'aretz k'siv, because by the creating, as far as regarding the creation of the heavens and earth, k'siv it writes, the pasuk writes, af yodi yosta oretz v'yimini tipcha shamayim. For saying, my hand established the world or the land, and my right hand put together the heavens, right? Established the heavens. Ve'ilu ba'asi yadeim shel tzaddikim, but when it comes to the actions of the tzaddikim, the ma'asi yadeim of the tzaddikim, right? K'siv mochoi nishiv techopal ta'ashem mikdash ha'ashem koninu yadecha. So the Gemara Vir seems to be saying, right, he's pairing up the hands of God to the hands of man. And the hands of God has a pasuk, my hand established the world. So I think Stam is an interesting ha'ara. The pasuk says that his hand wasn't used. The psukim and Bereshis say, right, vayomer. He said everything that he did, he created with his amira, ba'asorim amoris nivra olam, says the Mishnah, right? With 10 sayings, the world was created. So I'm just pointing out, it's important to realize, and I looked up Rabbi Isaac Chover has an explanation on this in Afikei Mayim, which comes out, without getting into the details of what he says, but it comes out to what I'm saying here, is that this expression of my hands, or the hands of Hashem, is within his Maisa. It doesn't mean literally, obviously we're not even talking about a little hand, because Hashem doesn't have literal limbs in physical sense, right? He has them in some spiritual sense, but even that, we're not talking about literally the spiritual hand of Hashem, but we're talking about a spiritual bechina of hand within the saying of Hashem, within the statement of Hashem, which specifically, if you want to say, would be, let's say, the hands are chesed and gvura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's used his expressions to create the world, he used an expression of chesed, an expression of gevura, to create Shemayim V'aretz. That's the idea, I'm just pointing it out, of the adayim of Hashem in the creation, because no, it was really, the creation was done by the Amira. Okay, now let's go to the end of the paragraph, and then I want to add a thought or two. Omnam, however, kevon shachet kilkel v'horid kol havaya, because since the sin ruined and brought down the entire universe, sheitzdarchu lemaisim apu'ulos, that they would need actions. This is a kilkul of the bria, according to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. V'al yedei ze nelem hakoyach shel haTorah, and through this, the koach, the strength, the power of the Torah was concealed. Shuv ein asimcha b'milua, so no longer is the happiness in full. Ki en gedul osa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikeres u'muvletes b'toch havaya, because no longer is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized and emphasized within the universe. Ula olam ksiv, like the pasuk says, la olam without a vav, which means le olam, which is a lashon of concealment. Zeu yismach Hashem b'masav, and that's why Hashem will be happy in the future with his actions, with his creations. Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav, Yisrael will be happy. It's all in the future, because at the current state, after the kilkel of the chet, everything is really in a concealed state. The koach of Torah is concealed. The world runs on the hands. It doesn't run on the dibur of Torah, which is unnatural. The world should be running on the Diburim of Torah in a very revealed way, to the point that the Zriya in the land would be based on the, you know, I don't know, you read the Pasuk in Bereshis, and now that's the way you plant. You know, talking about Zer, Elimineo, Lamina, whatever, all the Psukim, that would be enough. Now, this got me thinking, that a few things. The chet of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mei Meriva, right? He's supposed to speak to the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu is the koyach haTorah, right? Moshe kibul Torah Mesinai. He comes with the koyach of Torah. The idea that he's supposed to speak to the rock is probably exactly this idea, is that there would be a gilui, that the speech of the Torah would be able to accomplish things in the creation, that even water would come out of a rock, just from the koyach dibur of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu makes a mistake, and what does he do? He raises his hand and hits the rock. He uses action instead of speech. And that's Yan Lo Hemantem Bi Lakdisheni Leini Kol Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu says that's the chet. You were murdered. You brought down the Emunah in Hashem, because the koyach of Torah, which is dibur, wasn't revealed now. And indeed, says the Zohar, that because of that, the it says that the water came out at the beginning only as a trickle, tipin. And because of that, all Seidus HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah and Torah in general, comes out in a very trickled manner. We don't see all the greatness as great as we do see the Torah now. It's still nothing compared to what there really is in the Torah. There's so much more beauty and so much more greatness of the Torah. Right now, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of toil, a lot of difficulty to get to the maskanas, to get to the pnimius of Torah. And that's all because the koyach of Torah was nelam, was concealed. According to Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that parsha of the Mei Meriva, I think, becomes very, very animated and very understood, that it was exactly this nekuda, the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu again made this mistake where he was malim unintentionally, but he concealed the koyach of Torah, of Diburei Torah, and instead used the Adayim. This also relates to L'chayra HaKoyol Yaakov B'Yadayim Yidei Esav. The world is Be'etzim supposed to be running through the Kol Yaakov. But again, through the Kilkul Olam, we've put ourselves into the Madrega of Yadayim Yidei Esav, where we're using the hands, where we're based on action.
Can I suggest something also? Mitzrayim is categorized as a Golas HaDibor, and it says there about Chomer El Vovenim, Kal V'chom, you know, the ideas of Kal V'chomer, and the Koach HaTorah was in Golas. Perhaps the Avodas Parach, the Libor of Mitzrayim, would have been, that was because of the absence of the Dibor in Torah.
Yeah, very, very nice. And a Chanami, very, very nice. And I wanted to actually say something based also on those sources, where the Arizal talks about Elokim. He says, Elokim, right, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. But when there's a Golos Hadibur, okay, so you only have Elim, the Yud Hey is Mistalek, the Yud Kei leaves, and all you are left with was Aleph Lamed Mem, Elim, mute. Misam Ilem, right? That brings a pasuk, right? So that was in Mitzrayim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibayochel was mute because his God was not being revealed. So I understand from there that where's the Koyach HaDibur in the Shem Elokim? It's the Yud Kei. And that Yud Kei really probably goes back to the initial Yehi Or, which is the first Amira of Hashem. Right, Bereshis, but Bereshis is now, we don't find the Vayomer. Right? So he says, Yehi Or, Yudke, we have a Yudke Vavke. The Arizal teaches us that the Yudke Vavke, Vahaya Bayomahu, Yehiya Hashem Echad Shmayechad. The Yudke Vavke is going to us, love you, become Yudke. Yudke, Yudke. Yehiya. Because then the Vav is going to become its Shlemus, it's going to go from the 6 spheres to the 10 spheres, so you're going to have a fullness. Right? So Yudke, fundamentally, is the pnimius of the creation, is the amira of creation, is the full amira, the full saying of Hashem. It has in it all the chaf beis oisius in a hidden way. So,
kibeko Hashem.
Oh, kibeko Hashem tzur olamim. Right. Olam hazeh, olam haba, v'zolam haba. It's all runs on the yud kei. And when the Ilukei is missing for Lakim, all you have is Ilim, mute. The Koyach HaDibur is gone. I think that might be a remez of what's going on in Parsha of Amalek, when the Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. The hand of Amalek, the Yad, is on the throne of Ka, of Yud Kei, of God. It's the Yud Kei represents the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now the Yad, the hands of Amalek, the Yadayim Yideisav, is overcoming, is overshadowing the Koyach HaDibur, is hiding and concealing the Koyach HaDibur of Torah, Kol Kol Yaakov, the Bati Midrashis, Matoyve Olecha Yaakov, Mishkan Esef Yisrael, the Koyal of the Bati Midrashis of Klal Yisrael, the Koyach HaTorah, it's all being hidden. That is exactly what Milchemes Amalek is about, is that we live what seems to be a world of action, whereas we're supposed to be living in a world of words. What words? Torah, Divrei Torah, Omala Torah. And that may be the kiyad al kes ka, the yad, the koyach of maise in actions, is covering up the koyach of dibur, which is the yud ke of the yud ke yud ke. Kibuka Hashem tzur olamim. So I think that this piece, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kedarka B'Kodesh, I mentioned to my son tonight. I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's big Talmud, Rabbi Yosef Leib Zussman Zatzal. He said that the derech of the Baal HaTanya was to write a lot. The Baal Tanya is Marech. He writes very lengthy, especially in his other, you know, his most famous sefer is the Tanya. There, it's not as big of an arichus, but certainly he's not short. But in Likutei Torah and Torah Or, he's lengthy, and in other places he's lengthy. And he said that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that the derech of the Baal Tanya was to write a lot in order that the loymid would get at least a little bit. And he said that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe had the opposite mahalach, more like the mahalach of the Gra, which was to write tersely, to write, you know, short, concisely, and cover up, let, you know, somebody will understand more. So again, I think this piece is another example, we've seen this so often, that he has like a yesoi, which he doesn't really expand on, doesn't tell you where it goes, but I think we saw a little bit here, a glimpse of, I think it goes very, very far. Obviously, even what we did was, I'm sure it's just touching the tip of the iceberg, but there's a big yesite here, which I'm sure everyone could now see in other places and embellish on Be'ez Hashem. But in any case, we should be zeichet to the hezgalos of the Koyach HaTorah, the Meheira uVeKarov. Okay, if anyone has any more questions or ha'aras.
So the communists weren't the hands, not
communists wanted the hands.
Only the hands.
Hand
not,
labor.
Not brain. Only the hands. The worker looks at the hands.
Right.
Everything else.
Hello?
Yeah, somebody's...
I got cut off for a second.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll say Shavuot Tov to everyone. And
Shavuot Tov.
Hopefully Be'ez Hashem will meet Rosh Chodesh El next week. That's a Shabbos.
Yeah, Shavuot Tov, thank you.
Okay. Shavuot Tov.